Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, folks, we got a good Brantley Dumb show coming your way. Before we get into the action, make sure you take the time. We are rolling. We are hot. Let's keep it hot. The most underrated podcast on the planet. And no, we are not biased. We can't be. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. Let's get down to business, the Brantley Dumb show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brantley Dumb Show. Good to see everybody. We are back at it for more. Going to be live, me and the D-Man from North Carolina, where it all started as far as the Leland saga goes of Bob DeSports, where we met him here. Shout out Back 9 Chuck. And then Mikey V here as well, ready to rock and roll. Breezy Drop is out now, that U.S. Open. Everybody was talking about that Shinnecock. I don't think I've seen as much hype in a Breezy product as that Shinnecock.
Yeah, people just, when is it coming? When is it coming? When is it? It's out. It's out. It's out now.
Yeah. It's good now. To give the people what they want, Michael.
Might be gone by now, Bob.
Could be.
Could be gone.
Yeah. That
I had it bean up for a piece, by the way. You know, I had to hit Bean up for a piece. Yeah,
I like how Billy Bean defended himself.
Went on the record.
Yeah. You know, Mikey, I texted Holly today about a birthday gift for you. And
this is wild, man. This is wild.
My birthday was half a year ago.
He says to me, he goes, you should see what I got cooking up for Mikey for his birthday. I was like, well, you're a little late, Bob. And he goes, what do you mean? I go, his birthday was in February. And he looked at me, he's like,
yeah, I did.
I'm like Bob, we got him a birthday gift. We got him the Rat Pack. Oh, it's not up on the wall yet.
See, that is just,
it's collecting dust down by the ground.
Yeah,
Bob.
That is on the,
I
cajon.
Was hoping it would be up on the wall.
That's a cajon floor. So now the dish, yeah, a little bit.
Oh, there's dust bunnies everywhere.
That's outrageous, man. Truth be told, I'm just thinking about how I have to rearrange things down here. There's a lot going on down here.
Well, you can start by moving the dartboard and just put that right there.
Well, how am I going to play darts?
Oh, yeah, you're playing darts on a regular basis, Michael.
Yeah, I don't play at all. It's a shame because it's a regulation board. It's a nice board.
But that Rat Pack would look very nice there.
The Rat Pack thing, by the way, it's so heavy that I can't even drywall anchor it. I'm going to have to use a stud finder and fucking hang it.
That's Cajon, man. You'll get you.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I would have liked to see that up a little bit sooner.
Bob, you thought my birthday was not even, you didn't even realize my birthday happened already. This is crazy.
You know what? That might work in your benefit. Mike, you're just gonna be getting multiple.
Double up? You think I'll double up?
I was about to come in with
what were you coming with? A whale? Was it a whale piece?
It was a whale.
Fuck, man. Yeah. Is it real? I banged him.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Well, because in my head, I'm cooking something up for the D-Man.
The joint thing.
The joint birthday.
Yeah, that's where his head. That's fair. That's fair. That's
you know
fair.
What I mean?
That's fair.
He was like, you should see what I got. And I didn't. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yo,
I didn't even get to see what. I didn't get eyes on it, Mikey, but it sounded like.
He did.
Yeah. It was nice.
Seen him right outside the
is
minivan.
That right? The Fulgore Nocturnus, Joe, maybe?
Not Fulgore Nocturnus, yeah, but I think it was. On. It could be. I think,
don't fucking put that on me. Don't fucking do that.
I think you could be looking at a piece or something to that degree. I don't know.
There's always 41, hopefully, not one. All right? There's always 41, Bob, all right?
You guys are starting to freak me the fuck out about this Arby's thing. I'm not going to lie. I'm starting to get a little tweaked out.
Is it done? Is it a sealed and delivered thing?
It's happening. By the time people hear this, it would have already happened or happening the day of. Or no.
He's
no,
going
no, no,
straight
I'm
from
sorry.
This trip.
Two
right?
days after it releases, yeah.
So you're going Thursday.
Yeah.
Did you get a look at the plane? Do you have any idea what the plane
looks
like?
Yeah, maybe it's like an old, like, retired plane that he's going on.
Maybe not one of the
state-of-the-art planes might get, like, 80, 90 million.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot at risk here.
But I think even just to take those up for a test run's got to cost a ton of money.
It does. That gas. I mean, I don't even know what kind of fuel that thing's eating up, man.
I was telling FP, for those who didn't hear it, I have to, for an Arby's ad, I'm doing a eating a cheesesteak in a fighter jet. The ejecto button, it concerns me. I hope I don't have an eject button.
Bob, you're not going to have access to any buttons. Yeah. I don't think.
There certainly is an eject button in that plane.
And by the way, Bob, it's not ejecto. It's an ejector. An ejector button. Ejecto button.
Oh, you know, listen, we have to. I think we would be remiss to not talk about the 3-point contest, Bob. I think that's got to be talked about just a little bit. Now, look, as the outsider looking in, I'm going to say one thing. I know people were breaking balls about Joe using the rim as an excuse. That was a stiff rim. If anybody's played basketball, it's a stiff rim. It's a stiff rim, but I got to say, man, that was
tighter than a board, dude. It was an abysmal effort. Abysmal. Now, Bob actually did his part. Bob was dialed in.
Yeah.
I will say from my standpoint, I had gone, just to let people know, I went and practiced, like, not the night before, but the night before that. And I think I ran through the gauntlet like 7-8 times. And I was like hitting 6-8. There was one time I hit 10, one time I hit 11. So I felt confident. But then once Jet went first and he just, I thought Jet was going to crush it, and he really struggled. And then FP went and struggled, and I was like, oh, my God, man, maybe this is not good. And then I went through the first two racks, and I didn't see one go down. I completely melted. Michael, it was a complete and total meltdown, and I was heaving balls like shot puts at the fucking hoop. Well, it was bad. There's so much pressure, dude.
Nothing looks worse. Like, I think we might have said it before, but, like, nothing makes you look more washed than, like, when you're just chugging up bricks. Like, there's just something about, like, just chugging up brick after brick where, like, you just look so washed up. Like, our shirts were coming up and, like, our stomachs are coming. Like,
you know. I posted one. I look like a fucking Tubby the Tool Man Taylor.
And the problem is you have people betting on you, which is very scary, is knowing that people are betting on you. And it was awesome. Like, it was fun for Prize Picks, promo code BDS. But it's a lot of pressure. And, you know, I felt really bad for Joe because we did the 3-point shootout. They did a certain mark. People were betting on us, betting against us. Like, you didn't have to ride us. You could fade us as well. But I really, you know, it takes a lot for something like really for the D-man to be like really upset. And like, he got out of that stream fast, and I knew he was hurting. And I think a problem, D-Man, going back, you know, there's nothing wrong with confidence, but he was ultra confident, telling everybody it's going to be a piece of cake.
Dude,
like
he was on one.
Well, before I had that practice. I felt so good.
Do you regret that day of like telling? Because like Rocky told me that like he got like all of Alabama to bet it because of how confident Joe was. Now, Joe, that's not me putting it on you. I know how upset you are.
I actually Venmo'd a couple people back.
Dude, that's right. He fucking texted me. He's like, "What did you put on me? I'll Venmo you." I go,
as if you're gonna
get the fuck out of here.
Listen. I don't care. My personal pride is I don't care. Like, it's not about that. Like, I have humiliated myself time and time again throughout this whole run that we've had. So it's not about that, but it's like knowing that there's people that I let down, like that were. And then Nick actually made a hysterical video of him watching him lose the money on me, which was just tough to watch because I've never looked more.
Dude, it was tough. It was tough only because what you were saying before the 3-point contest.
Correct.
Dude, now, he messaged me, bro. He was like, Michael, miserable. Let me tell you, he goes, the line they have set for me, I am going to cruise over that. He goes, if I could bet 20K on myself, I would. I absolutely would. I go, well, Joe, I think they have a cap on it, but I'm going to fucking hammer it. I'm going to Hammer Town, dog.
It's like what Rocky was telling me is he got all of Alabama because the confidence that he had.
Go ahead.
No, but Joe, do you, like, I'm honest, do you regret having that? Like, will that change things for you moving forward? And
no,
it shouldn't. It shouldn't,
Joe. I hope they give me the same line, and the next time I will crush it.
That's right. Joseph.
Yeah.
You know what I felt like, Mikey? Going in there, we had to film. We filmed earlier in the day. We filmed a hater series, which with Den Doggett. I'm telling you right now.
I can't. You're gonna, guess.
We can talk about. We'll talk about that. Separately.
I don't think I have watched a full start to finish one. This one will be on the TV in the living room. Will be on the TV in the living room because of Denton Doggett.
In my personal opinion,
go ahead.
Best YouTube video ever filmed.
Come on, Bob.
This had it all.
I mean, the one clip is. I mean, Joe, you dropped a bar. You're like, this time it's personal. I mean, that was. Or now it's personal. That was just like a fucking movie poster.
That's if it wasn't before.
Now, you know, the hardest part is to find out that I was actually wrong in the fucking, in the ruling. But anyways, that being said, we'll get back to
blow it.
No, we'll get back to that after. But we filmed that. And then from there, I had to go. I was running around. So by the time I got to the gym to practice, like everybody's shooting around, I really wanted to get like three or four good reps where I went through. And I then it would have been like when you write an exam. Like, I needed to do the certain things I did going before sitting in the exam to where, like, I'm confident. And I felt like I was just cramming. And then by the time it started, we started doing some shoot arounds for, like, 10 minutes. And I started brick stuff. And, that was the worst thing.
I saw you guys warming up. And I was thinking in the back of my head, I was like, they're taking a lot of shots in the warm-up.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, they're not really conditioned to go through like an NBA style warm-up before, like they're going to get gassed out. I was like, I'm very concerned. I wish you guys were just like eating nachos and then just went out there.
Bob was eating pizza.
That's fine. That's fine.
But
Joe, though, you could also like hang your hat on the fact that like Bone Man did very poorly and he's probably the best shooter out of all here. Like Bob shot the lights out. Bob shot like a fucking NBA clip, 14 out of 25. No, but
14 or 15?
Something 14, 15? What was it?
Yeah, Bob? 15, I think.
But when T-Bone went ice like that, I was like, it's just a bad day. I was like, it's a bad day. I was like, that's all it is. Because I thought he was going to hit at least 12.
It was like a domino effect. I think once we were a little nervous, and then once we started seeing it spiral with Jet, then FP, and then morale was low, dude. It was really weird. It was a weird feeling that people were betting. Like, I mean, we were messaging with Mark Stone. I was like, Mark, I've never had anybody place a wager on me for anything. And he found it funny because I'm sure people bet on him all the time.
He probably gets motherfucked in the DMs and comments. Yeah. Like, these athletes are so used to that when they miss, like somebody misses a 8-leg parlay because you didn't get
the difference is Mark isn't telling people I'm going to shoot 5 shots on goal tonight.
That's fair, too.
There was also a time, too, where, and this was a big mistake for me, I just wasn't thinking. In between heats, I wanted to keep warming up, so the rack was there, and I go to the first rack, and I start taking balls and from the rack. So it looks like this is my official start. So if you just go onto the stream, it's me at the first rack taking balls, and you couldn't really tell that it wasn't my real, you know, start. I think one of the funniest things that did come from it, two things happened at the end. Jet heard Cutsy go on the end. Cutsy's like, you know, when Jet went out there and, you know, he didn't get it, it kind of took the life out. So then Jet felt like he was the one. It was a very tense thing. But then I texted Mikey and I was like, Mikey, like, I feel so bad for Joe, man. Like, I could tell it really bothered him. And Mikey's like, look, Bob, I totally get it. It's like how I feel when I give my picks. You know what I mean?
It's true.
And it's like, it's true. I get it, Mikey, but you're not the one playing the game, at least. Like,
but
you think that
you give
matters,
the play and somebody makes a mistake in the game. It's not your direct result.
It is. But that's how people will twist it. They're like, how the fuck could you pick that? This went this way. Like, that happens all the time.
I'd rather have somebody who's a professional make a big mistake than clank a bunch off the fucking backboard.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, but then you look at, like, Bad Boy's video, and it was the funniest, like, that.
The problem is, Bob? I am turning 40 this month coming up. I'm done, dude. I'm washed. Yeah. I got no athletic prowess in my entire body. I look at myself doing things like I used to be an athlete. I used to be, I could do things. I could pick up a sport and be good at it. Like, this is it, man. It's a downward slide for me now. I get out of bed and I'm sore as fuck in the morning. And also too, like, I got to get back in shape, which is obvious, pretty obvious. But like, I just feel like I'm completely falling apart.
Yeah, I mean, look, people say to me a lot of times with golf, like, come on, Bob, like, you're an athlete. And I think about it, I'm like, I don't know if I am. Like, you know, am I?
I don't think it matters when it comes to golf.
15 out of 25, you look like fucking McDripperson.
Yeah, he looked awesome.
Yeah, but like, if you put a body hand in my face and get some
contact. But like, golf to me is not the example to give when you talk about, like, you're an athlete, you know.
I agree.
Like, golf, yeah, that don't fucking matter. True. I've seen the most unathletic guys and they're fucking sticks. And I mean, it's nuts.
That's true.
It's nuts.
You know, when we're in the HQ, we're doing like a drill where Bob's like, let me throw you a football. And I beat nut on the route and I get it. I feel like I'm going pretty fast. And then I watch and it looks like I'm running through sludge. Yeah. It's terrible, bro. Yeah. Nothing I do looks in the very least. Like, I don't even have an athletic bone in my body anymore. Maybe that's just what it – maybe I got to start being more artistic.
Watching guys our age, like, play pickup basketball, like, we look washed up just shooting threes. Dude. When you see a pickup basketball game of guys that are just like, it looks so
I was at this birthday party for Dom today, for a first-grade birthday party, and some of the dads were like, are you going to play in the Rad Dad School basketball game this year? I was like, no. Never. I never will do that. I just won't do it. Number one, I'll get hurt somehow. I'll get hurt. Number two, like, it's going to look so terrible. I'm like, no, I'm good, man.
I'm not far removed from the Jackals, to be completely honest. Like, that's like, and I don't even know if I would make the roster. I don't know.
I don't think you would.
Mike Berger would take one look at my fucking jump shot, and I would be a healthy scratch.
Do you have to try out for the Jackals, Bob, or is it like if you live in a certain section of the community?
They have certain divisions. They have
the white division. Oh, yeah.
What's the top division?
The blue.
The blue division?
The blues are that. Well, that's my dad's. That's what you're seeing there.
That's the blue division. His dad's got a relegated list.
Could you imagine Joe had to start in fucking AAA men's softball?
Oh, like build his way up? Yeah, dude, that's unbelievable.
Who are they calling up today? They're calling up tomorrow. We need him at short.
Yo, someone give Cole Cuts on the horn. We need him for a reserve.
We are washed up. But then, like, it's so funny. Like, you watch us shooting the threes. And then you see a screaming at Chet Holmgren because he can't make a bucket.
He played a terrible game, let me tell you.
I got to tell you, though, man. I was watching that. Now it's Tuesday. That Spurs, we're on the cusp. Tomorrow night will be first game of the NBA Finals. But watching that Spurs Thunder game, Game 7, I'm watching it. And I thought about this, and I said, I don't think visually there is a sport where the discrepancy in talent elevates so much between college basketball and NBA basketball. Like, I just, like, when you look at the NBA and you look at the other professional sports from the college level up, I think the jump is so much more noticeable from college basketball to NBA. Like, NBA, really? It's like, yeah, they're running around and everything looks like it's automatic. Like, these guys just, they go to their spot. It's so fast. They barely miss these shots. They're doing these things. Like, I watch a college football game. When I watch an NFL game, I don't like the speed maybe, but it doesn't seem like it's that much different. The NBA is just a total different animal than college, man. It's just a total different
animal. Well, quarterbacks in college, when they go to the NFL, there is definitely
sometimes, but sometimes no. Like, look at what's his name did with the Commanders his first season, Jaden Daniels. Yeah, like, some guys have rookie seasons, they're tremendous. Yeah. But like, watching NBA is like, again, like, well, now you're talking about the cream of the crop teams, but watching Wemby too, man. Like, this guy doesn't look like he's from this planet when he plays. Like, crazy. He doesn't.
He's like an alien.
It's a visual mind fuck watching him play. It really is. It's crazy.
I think that's the. I mean, I think maybe we talked about it last week, but like, that to me is the hottest ticket to be able to go courtside and watch Wemby play would be one of the most mesmerizing things. Now, I owe apology to the faithful. I just didn't think there was a world that the Thunder could get taken out. You know, to end the regular season, and I went hammer town on the Thunder coming out of the West, winning the whole thing, and that banged me. So to the faithful, I apologize about that. Hopefully people took me on the 3-point and made up for it there, but just a bad L. But I will say, we will bounce back and in a big way, and that's with promo code B BDS on the Prize Picks app. Make sure you download the app today. Mikey V's football season is going to be coming up. That's when we have our most fun. So get ready to rock and roll. We're putting soccer plays in. I mean, everything. It's just fun. We have our hole in one stream that's going to be coming up soon.
Oh, when is that?
We're still looking into it on what day to do it. But that's going to be coming up. We have a free throw stream that we're going to be doing, which is going to be a lot of fun. So, without a doubt, Mikey's going to be coming down for at least one of the two.
Wow.
Yeah, so promo code BDS, and then let's bang out some ads. Mikey V, knock it away.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about energy. We're talking about, you know, a little bit of getting back what we've lost, possibly, like Joseph is talking about. So let me tell you about one of the sponsors of the Brilliant Dumb Show today called Kachava. Okay, Kachava is going to handle and mark off all of those boxes that you need. I'm talking about energy. I'm talking about digestion, strength, metabolism, cognition, immunity. Has it all the nutrition your body craves in one deliciously simple shake, picked to go. So they got these travel packets now, and I just picked up some of these travel packets on the go, as quick as you like, every base covered. So one packet, I'm going to give you an idea, provides complete nutrition, ready for life, on the go with protein, fiber, vitamins, and minerals, greens, probiotics, omegas, electrolytes, and more. That's all you're looking for from all these shakes and the Gatorades and all that nonsense. So it features six fan favorite flavors. It comes in chocolate, vanilla, chai, matcha, coconut, acai, and strawberry. Can't beat that. A lot of good flavor profiles there. So take your daily ritual with you. Go to kachava.com and use code DUMB for 15% off your first order. That's Kachava, KACHAVA.com. Code DUMB.
Also brought to you by our good friends over at Factor. Factor has meals built around your goals, whether that's weight loss, overall nutrition, more protein, or GLP-1. Every meal is crafted with functional ingredients, lean proteins, colorful veggies, whole foods, and healthy fats. Fresh, never frozen, over 100 rotating meals, including globally inspired flavors like Mediterranean and Asian. So there's always something new to look forward to. You can't go wrong with the fine folks over at Factor. Head to factormeals.com/dumb50off and use code dumb50off to get 50% off and free daily greens per box with new prescription only while supplies last. See website more for more details. Moving right along, fellas, let's go ahead, Petey.
I just wanted to ask a question because there were some discussions, but I wanted to see if we've made any progress. But I heard after Mikey's buy last week of the Jake Paul deodorant that there's potential murmurs of maybe Jake Paul coming on the show.
Yeah, I would just really like
that. I think that would be so cool, full circle, after everything that's gone down with, you know, multiple episodes talking about him. Mikey, do you think we have a shot?
Yeah, I think it's a very realistic thing. I've had some conversations, and I mean for W to put out W for everybody who doesn't know is that brand that's Jake Paul's like deodorant, body wash, his company.
Sugar Sean,
big endorser, friend of the program. They took that clip from last week's show, the buy, and they put it out on their thing.
I heard it went big.
And it did well, really well, and Jake got eyes on it. So Jake has eyes on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. That's confirmation. Nice.
Now, hopefully, so, he doesn't have eyes on some of the things that you've said about him in the
but
past.
But I said in the buy, though, I aired all that out. I went hand up immediately. I've said what I've had to say about Jake. And if Jake ever came on, I would say, Jake, my early criticisms of you were you were claiming to be a boxer and you weren't fighting any active boxers. I would have no problem saying
that. I will say to your credit, you did say
I wouldn't.
The last,
I don't think he would get upset.
Fight, I don't think no, but I said to your credit, the last fight, you did say that he finally fought.
Okay, I think that he was... I think he was insane to fight Anthony Joshua. The amount of respect I gained for him for fighting Anthony Joshua is outrageous because he had no business, in my opinion, stepping in the ring with Anthony Joshua. That was as ballsy as you could possibly fucking be. So he skyrocketed in my respect department. That's like going from, he went from fighting washed up guys or guys that aren't boxing specific to one of the better boxers of our time. Literally, and a guy who dwarfs him. I mean, the guy's a fucking monster.
I know. Yeah, so did they just disregard weight class? Like, did they not even?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, because they weren't close. And I mean, like, look, like, my hope is that he's not done, because he's been saying that he doesn't know if he's going to fight again because his jaw is so fucked up in that fight.
What about a return to the ring against Mikey V? Just like,
I think if we could get something going, man, and we could get like a live, like a 4-round fight in HQ in some kind of like makeshift boxing ring, me and Jake Paul, the pads, you know, maybe we could both wear the headgear so we're both protected. He would work me, bro. He'd work me because he's conditioned. He's got good conditioning. I'd have to really get on the jump rope. I'd have to really get into conditioning, man.
I will say, you know, it sounds preposterous, but like, you just saw Menery fighting Menzel. Like, this is the new
it way. Happens. So yeah, like, it happens. The only thing is, like, I'm not a draw like Menery or Menzel, but Jake Paul's the draw.
Jake Paul's a massive draw.
He's a massive draw. And if it happened at HQ, that would, I think, it would entice him, because that would be a huge draw on our side.
I think if you did it, you wouldn't do it at HQ. You'd do it like a big ring, like in a spot. You'd have to have people go there to
Joe walk. Wants me to fight this guy at like Caesar's Palace.
Not at Caesar's Palace. Like, that Apex would be sick.
What if Dana flew us to the island? Now they can't because they're competitors. They're competitors now, so it's like, yeah, that's tough.
But Dana works with Logan Paul, which is interesting.
Well, because that WWE and UFC are both owned by that
Prime.
The Prime group. Yeah, that's so pretty cool. By the way, Logan Paul is fucking shredded, dude.
So is Jake.
Not like Logan though, dude. Logan's
fucking. Do you think he's on roids? Well, not to like expose you, I'm just saying, like isn't that like a common thing for wrestlers?
I mean, Logan Paul to me looks like he's in great shape. But here's the thing about steroids: like, people hear steroids and they think automatically you poke yourself with a needle and you're gonna turn into fucking Superman. That's not the way that works for those. These guys are in the gym fucking 7 days a week. They're fucking eating right. They're training their balls off. Like, that's not how it really works. That being said, Logan Paul looks really fucking good. Yeah, so I think Logan Paul, you know, maybe a little creatine, maybe a little, you know, egg whites.
You have protein, a line that distinguishes your abs, and you could like, you could pretty put good. Your finger down.
Pretty good.
That is
pretty good. Who's got the physique of a lifetime?
Who's that?
The Rock.
Taporia looks. No, because Taporia is in great shape. I would never want to be too big. Like, I wouldn't want to be. Shred. Well, he's so big, or like Mikey's so tall that he can make it work. I wouldn't want to be these guys that are like huge muscle guys. Like,
when I see these short guys in the gym sometimes, like when I say short, I mean like 5'5", like 5'6", and they're like as wide as a door. It just, they look like, now, again, I respect that because I do know like what it, like these guys are working their balls off to be that big. It's so difficult to eat like that. It's disgusting. It's impossible. But like, it does look crazy. Like, they look fucking nuts. They're so big. When they're that, and when you're that compact, it's like your arms are like this, your legs are like that. It's crazy.
I respect their work ethic.
100%.
But that's 100%. Not.
I need the picture of Mikey from Dre's, because that's one of that's the peak Mikey.
DJ's. DJ's. I think I look better now, Joe. I feel better now.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think I look better now.
I mean, not if you're looking for a body build. That guy could have gone in a competition, Michael. You were fucking massive.
That guy. I'd love to have a conversation with that guy. Because I think you're you're really more chilled out now. Like, a great.
He's matured. He's matured.
But if we think you're a hard.
I was fucking 25, dude.
Sure. But like, were you like very, very intense?
You've known me long enough now, Bob. I think if someone asked you how would you describe Mikey, you would still describe me as very intense.
Correct. Yeah, that's true.
You would. So,
but like, would I like you as much as I like you now?
I think so.
Yeah.
Same guy. Because I think that, again, like, I just think like we kind of like hit it off, gelled very quickly, similar interests. Yeah. I think similar interest wise, it would be like both from Jersey, Yankee, like the baseline stuff that gets you going. Sure. Food, Yankees, Jersey, this, that, like that gets you going. And then you learn more about the person. Now, the thing is about the approachability, like, I don't know, like, I guess like in my 20s, I was definitely a prick to a degree.
That's where
I'm certain, like, Now, I wasn't a prick like I would be a prick to you. If you came up to me and we had a conversation, that's a different story. But, like, I just had no interest in, like, talking to guys.
Being a dad will change you, though, I'm sure, Michael. And it's
mature. It changes everything.
Well, yeah, although, I don't know if I've changed much since I've been a dad. I think I'm still the same guy, kind of.
Some would say you've gotten worse.
Jeez, man. Fair enough.
The Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our great friends over at SeatGeek. As always, MLB, full swing. No pun intended. Got to get to the local game. I'm going to take Dom to some Yankee games. We're going to get it going at the stadium. But there's only one place I'm going first to get those tickets, and that is, of course, at SeatGeek. SeatGeek, the number one rated ticketing app out there with over 70,000 listed events and over 35 million downloads of the app. That's why it is number one. That's why it stays and plays with the Brilliantly Dumb Show, of course. And again, I show it every time. But the app is easy, as operational as you like. You put in your location and it's going to list out everything for you. Sporting events, concerts, special events, it does not matter. SeatGeek, of course, has you covered. Each ticket that they list on there is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know you're getting a good deal. So look for those green dots. Green, like the traffic light, means go, means good. Red means stop and think about it before you click that buy button. Today, of course, we have a code for you guys. As always, you can use code DUMB10. That's DUMB10. For 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. Thank you so much to our friends over at SeatGeek.
I had Bob over and Jet and Teddy the other day for a barbecue, and it was very nice.
Was the D-man on the ones and twos on the grill, Bob?
I did grill really the good.
Steaks. Did he? Yeah, Let me hear a little bit about what he's throwing down there. I'm very interested.
Well, in fairness, when I got there, Joe, it was pretty much already done, so I didn't get to see, like, start the
barbecue. Oh, you did the pre-cook, pre-guests, huh, Joe?
That's
a smart play.
Yeah. He has the biggest grill I've ever seen in my life.
It's a five burner, right, Joe? Five burner?
She's like the Cadillac, yeah.
That's a nice grill. It's a nice piece.
That's a big girl.
She's a Weber.
Yeah, Weber. Yes.
All right, boys, let's head on into buy or sell. What did the D-man see this week that he liked? What did the D-man not see? You know, D-man sees a lot.
Yeah, I have seen a bunch lately as, to be in fact. I will say this, I'm selling something. And sure. I think I'm going to get support from the two of you guys on this. Because I think it's just, it's gone from being something that's nice and courtesy and it's a nice gesture to being obnoxious, in your face, over the top. The restaurant birthday stuff that they're doing nowadays, it's just gotten to the point where it's absurd. Michael, we went to Texas Roadhouse last night. Great spot. We were having a nice meal. First of all, I don't know how many people are having birthdays in one night. They have this thing now where it's not like a happy birthday. They have a thing, and I don't know if it's you can buy it at the Texas Roadhouse. They bring out a saddle, and the person whose birthday is supposed to get out of their chair, sit on the saddle. They're waving fucking things. They're ringing cow prong horns. They're screaming. It was, Bob, I don't want to, like, exaggerate. It was so over the top. We were trying to order the meal with the server, and we were screaming our order, and she could not hear us over the screams of people fucking celebrating this birthday thing. It's just too much, man. Put a little candle in the cake. Bring it out there if you want to sing happy birthday. But we got screaming, clapping. Bob,
you better not fucking agree with him. You better not agree with him after the stunt you pulled on me in fucking Arizona at that steakhouse when you told him it was my fucking birthday. So you better not fucking agree with him, because I'm waiting for you to say, it's too much. Birthdays at restaurants is too much.
The way that Roadhouse does it, there's some places that are good about it. They come out. It's a quiet whole thing where there's 15 people that outrageous. Come out. And it's we did outrageous. Get a slot where it was like back to back to back to back. I was like, holy shit, it is a lot. But it's kind of like I talked about like the meat tray on my Instagram on how it just like disrupts the flow. I would imagine one or something, everybody turns fine, bro. It was like happy, happy birth. And it kept coming and coming and coming. We definitely got a bad slot and they do it to the max.
It's
good rolls though.
We got whacked with that at Hibachi last weekend. It had to be like three in a row, and they stop everything. They blast techno music in the place.
It is
outrageous the levels that they go to for these birthdays in some of these places. I will agree. It's over the top, and it's also like, I don't want to say it's embarrassing, but like when you have to like partake in something like that is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Also, when you're the person who's getting up out of their fucking chair to go sit on the saddle, that's
what I'm saying. If you are the birthday person and you have to partake in an activity that you didn't sign up for,
absurd. I thought you meant if you're in the party having to scream happy birthday.
Well, that also sucks too.
It puts everybody in a very awkward position. It's just like, there might be a party of 10 and like one or two people think it's funny. And then everybody else gets dragged under. It's like, you know,
I like the place where you tell the waiter on the side, look, it's their birthday. Can you just put a candle? They come out, they start their happy birthday by themselves. Maybe one or two other waiters come over nonchalant. And then it's up to the table to dictate what level of energy we're going to take this to. Maybe it's an energetic table.
I agree.
Maybe it's a passive table.
Yeah, I agree with that. We got a weird slot at that Roadhouse where it was
sounds
just
like epic. Oh my it god, was. Bro.
Yeah, it was really
insane. It felt like half a fucking I don't even know where we were at that point. Half of Tennessee was or Carolina was celebrating a birthday that night.
You guys said Hibachi, that Hibachi burrito I got, dude. I had clue that
this guy
it was going
to
be
make,
that big.
I was fucking crying.
Yeah, dude, when I saw your comment, you're like, come on, man.
Yo, I was crying, bro. First of all, I was in the clouds. Second of all, I hadn't seen it. Holly was like, have you seen this? I was like, what? And all I heard was Bob's voice. He's like, I was in the mood for a burrito, a Hibachi burrito. I was like, what? Who the fuck is in the mood for that?
He's tried to run this back a few times. He loves the Japanese, like, Mexican fusion play. And I got news for you. I've never heard of a Hibachi burrito or, like, sushi burrito that's been good. I just don't.
Panda Express makes it.
That's what made me really think. Is it good?
Yeah, Panda Express's burrito looks unbelievable, but apparently you can only get it at the headquarters in California. Yeah. They don't have it. Now, this is another mentally fat moment here. Like, I know that. That's a fucking problem. That's something an obese person should know. Like,
I'm gonna go from the fucking.
Who's that?
That Jake Zach? You follow him? The guy who just eats at his office all day. He's like, shout out to Mikey B, mentally fat, and I couldn't believe you found it. I found him like that Zach Jake or Jake Zach. He shouted you out about.
I don't know who he is. I don't know.
The fact that Mikey didn't see the shout out, it would have been reshared in a second.
I know.
You're such a prick, man. You really are. This is why people get on your ass, because you just can't help yourself. You just cannot help yourself. I probably would have reshared it, but I don't know. I would have reshared it. Oh, the end of the fucking world. I would have reshared it. So what? Who is he? I don't know who he is.
Oh, you'll find out.
Yeah, and then I'm going to reshare it. Any press is good press, Joseph.
I agree, Michael. I agree. So
this guy.
Yeah, I don't know him.
You don't know.
He shouted you out.
Is it a story or is it a reel?
It's a post. He's like, shout out.
Can we see it? Can we see the reel?
Bob doesn't. Only you do that where you start searching for shit.
We gotta keep
the show going.
People want to see the reel, man. They want to see what you're talking about.
No, that dude. The things. I mean, you can just. People you find. I mean, it is. Yeah, he just sits at his office and he just eats. And I'm
that's fascinated. What he does.
Yeah, he's like a food. I'll start sending you stuff.
Well, you know who does that? Francis Ellis does that. He does like he eats like the obnoxious shit in the office.
Yeah,
like he eats like a fucking pig roast and like
Iberico like ham.
The ham, that was funny, bro. That was funny. And then he did a seafood tower, but it wasn't so really. Funny. I commented. I was like, it's more of an apartment than a tower. I would say it was like a real tiny little thing. He was laughing though. He's good. He's funny.
I like him. Buyer Sal is going to mention just the Invitational because he's obviously trying to repeat. but buy hard buy first time doing it. So when I got that, the thing that made the hibachi burrito that I ordered so bad was that the guys went to Buc-ee's for the first time. We were in Tennessee and they were having the time of their lives. Like at the time where I decided that I was just going to hang in and just order food, we had just got in from the trip. It was a long trek in. I didn't know they were going to Buc-ee's. I thought they were going to go out and eat.
It was across the street.
Yeah, it was
Dude, you
could see, Mikey, you could see the logo of
Bob. I didn't know they were going to Buc-ee's.
From our hotel room.
Fair.
I didn't know they were going there.
It took us minutes to drive there. A minute.
It's still nothing. There's still nothing will top ever when we were in Atlanta. Nothing will ever top that ever. When me and Joe went to the steakhouse and Bob Uber Eats from the exact same steakhouse instead of going to dinner. That was the ultimate. But the fact that the Buc-ee's was across the street. That's a close second.
I had to close the blinds because the Buc-ee's sign was illuminating my hotel room.
Yo, that's like in Seinfeld, Kramer with the chicken
Kenny
place.
Rogers. The
He's
Kenny
like,
Rogers.
Oh, my rods and cones, Jerry. They're all.
But that just goes to show how close it was. It was
that's literally, so good.
I was like, I'm going to stay in as if we're going, you know, 20 minutes down the road to a restaurant.
This guy, man, when he's done, he's done. When he is done, he's done. There is no convincing him. There's no convincing.
I thought in that situation, because it's for food and it's for, like, it's not like we're going out to, like, have a night on the town. We were just going to grab some food. That was one where I was like, Bob may be in here.
But he wasn't aware. He wasn't aware.
I didn't know you guys were going to Buc-ee's. By the time I ordered, I didn't know you guys were going to Buc-ee's.
Had you have known, you would have went.
I actually have a theory.
You don't think that I would have done it?
I have a theory. I think, and you could shut this down if I'm wrong, but I know Bob, and he's sick like this to the point where I have a theory that when we were getting close to getting to the hotel, he started looking at food options before.
This so far is true.
So I have a theory, and I have not talked to him about this, that he got close to the hotel, started looking for food options to get delivery to his room. He caught eyes on the hibachi burrito, was like, this looks really good, and was set on ordering it to where he may have even ordered it pre-arrival at the hotel so that he wouldn't have to wait as long to get to his room.
It looks like by his look.
And then by that,
so far.
And then by that time, the food order was placed. Everything was done. Then we asked him, do you want to go out? He already had food come into the room, was like, no, I'm good. And then that's how it all. Is that right?
Yeah, to a T. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Hibachi burrito, and he was like, this is what I want to do. He ordered it, and then he's not going to go out to eat once he's got food coming. And it was probably in close proximity because that post was out before we even got back from Buc-ee's, which led me to believe he must have had the food delivered.
That burrito was fucking waiting for him in the room. It was in there. They had it in there with the fucking welcome thing on the TV.
Feed a family of five. It was a torpedo.
That thing was fucking insane.
It's crazy. It's fucking despicable. Dude, it was so bad. It was so bad.
You know what though? In theory, like a hibachi burrito sounds good.
It's just
like it sounds good.
I know it sounds awesome if they get it right, but they just I've done it with the sushi burrito in Jacksonville.
That's the other one I talked about. Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't. But what my buy was gonna be was then they go to the Buc-ee's and Joe and them are like really, really hyping this up. They're like, Bob, it is out of this world. You're not going to believe it. To where I started to get concerned because I'd wanted to go to Buc-ee's for the longest time. And I'm like, wait, are they overhyping it? This place is one of the most unbelievable. Now, you're going to see some characters in there. But this Buc-ee's is fascinating to me of how they run their operation. It's not just the food they do. To me, what really fascinates me is the operation.
So break it down for me. I've never been to one.
Have you seen stuff on it? Like online? No. Mikey, no. There's brisket. So it's like a grocery not even like a grocery. It's like a gas station place that you go to where you could buy, you know, home decor. But then they have brisket. So they're yelling fresh brisket on the board. They're chopping up brisket. They have their own nuts. It's all Buc-ee's type stuff, like a Trader Joe's type of deal.
Okay. Yep.
But only Buc-ee's and a gas station on steroids. Like it's
that's it's just doesn't stop, man. It's crazy.
The score: Giants 2, Rockies 1. End of the third.
I love this. Look at this.
Oh, we got the under, Joe.
No, we need the Rockies.
Final score, Rich.
Look at the brisket. Oh, look at the brisket there, Mikey.
It's good looking brisket.
Look at that. Look
I just
that
got piece. An update about Anthony Roman's stat line for today, so I just missed out on the brisket. But that is it's fucking. Massive. Gotta watch the YouTube. You gotta watch the YouTube.
Roman
please.
Anthony.
What?
No.
Red Sox.
I don't have Red Sox.
Roman no. Anthony.
Roman
no, Anthony? Anthony Roman. I think you read it backwards.
Did I say Roman Anthony? Anthony?
Yeah,
or Anthony
yeah,
Roman. Anthony, what did I say?
Anthony Roman. It's Roman Anthony.
Roman Anthony. And then I said it backwards. Sorry, my dyslexia backwards. Kicked in there for a second.
But yeah, it's just a hard buy on Buc-ee's.
I've never been.
Really.
Never
cool.
been.
Oh, dude, it's
but
cool.
they're not around. You got to go specific places.
Joe, where
for,
are
right?
they located? Is it
they got a bunch thing? Throughout the country. This one that we went to, I said it was in Knoxville. It's actually in a different area. I forget what it's called. Cervilia or something like that.
Yeah.
Apparently that one's the biggest one in the whole country.
Is that
it
right?
It was humongous. They have every snack, every soda, every beer, every...
It looks like a Wawa on steroids.
It's like a Wawa times 10, dude. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. It was really... And experience it with the boys. I mean, it was fun. We were buying merch. You know, Joe bought his son a onesie. It's one of those places you got to load up. It's really, really cool. So, yeah, such a hard buy on Buc-ee's. They did not overhype it. Really cool experience. Let's head on over to Mikey.
Yeah, I'm selling this week, and I'm going to sell. I've had conversations with other parents about this. I don't know how they're doing it. The youth sports in this country, in the setup of youth sports is so beyond fucking insane right now. If your kid is playing like, I got to tip my cap to these parents who have multiple kids playing like travel sports. I don't know physically how they're able to do it in terms of scheduling with the practices 2 days a week, with the games on the weekends. My buddy just told me on Memorial Day Monday, his son for his travel baseball team, he's 10 years old. The kid's 10 years old. Played in 3 fucking games in 1 day on Memorial Day Monday.
That's absurd.
From 11 in the morning until 7 at night, he was
that
out of the field.
That is absurd.
And I was like, did the kid honestly even enjoy that? He's like, they love the first game and then a little bit of the second game. And then by the end of the second game, the third game, they're miserable. They're tired. It's just, bro, it's... And they do this thing where, like, if you don't do it with your kids, you almost feel like, am I a bad parent because I'm not putting them in travel? I'm not doing this with them. First of all, travel, he told me, about $2,000 a year or plus to play travel baseball for his kid. Like, it's just like it's got a stranglehold of guilt, I feel like, on parents. And, like, it's just the scheduling. Again, I tip my cap to the parents that do it. You deserve a lot of credit because I know with the two of them, this was the first year I had Gab and Dom playing sports at the same time. And you guys know, because like when we had to schedule certain things, like she's got practice Tuesday night, he's got practice Friday night. She's got a game Saturday morning, then he's got a game Saturday evening. Like it becomes like overwhelming and they're still little. I'm not even involved in travel or anything yet. Like it's just like there needs to be, I think, a reeling in of like, that this is not necessary for a kid to become
three
a pro athlete.
Is crazy.
It's insane, bro.
I remember doubleheaders.
Doubleheaders, one thing, but I mean, like, that's he had 3 games, dude. Now I don't know. Maybe it was a tournament or something like that, which understandable. Must admit, maybe it was a tournament. But even still, Memorial Day Monday, like it's got you by the balls. Like youth sports have parents by the balls, and like again, I think the scummy thing about it is like, if you don't do it, you feel like, am I that guy? Am I that parent that's not doing what I should be doing for my kid? But it's really,
I don't
crazy.
Know how it is nowadays, but do they not have like different leagues, like for kids who really want to excel and do that? And like kids who just want to play.
They
and
do.
Have
so
fun,
I think rec is the township, whatever township you live in, like rec league stuff is for kids, obviously before they get into high school. But then the travel stuff I would assume is, you know, obviously you're paying a lot more money. That's for kids who really want to be, you know, involved a little more. But I think even that has gone to a level now where it's so crazy. And I just like all these pro athletes that grew up without that, like they still became pro athletes. They still became extremely, like they didn't need to play in all these games. Like free play, I feel like is just gone. It's gone. And now everything is like, it's just all of this structure. I mean, I'm for structure. Don't get me wrong, but it's so
also over the top with 10 years old, man. A 10 years old compared to like 14, 15 years
massive
old.
Massive difference. Massive
because kids aren't into it at that age.
You're talking, a kid probably hasn't even fucking been in puberty. It hasn't hit puberty yet. And you got kids playing five fucking
when
games.
I have a kid, when my day comes, it's going to.
I can't wait.
I'm going to have a short fuse for it. I'm going to have a short fuse for the parents that don't just let the kids play, that are just yelling at the ref. Like that's going to, I'm going to have a very short fuse with that, where that will really like just trying to manipulate, like just let them play, you know, let them have a ball. Like, I don't know. I just think
you go off top.
You'd have to really cross the line. But yeah, I just let them enjoy it. You know what I mean? Because there was a lot of parents growing up where, like, my friends, like, when their parent was so nuts, like, they didn't enjoy it nearly as much because they're like, you know, my dad's a fucking nut. Like, you know what I mean? For some of the nuts. My dad was good about it. Like, he was, you know, he was very into it, but he was never, like, yelling. And anyway, yeah. My thoughts.
I would have thought your dad would have been the opposite, to be honest. I thought he would have been a little more. I would have thought he would a little bit. I thought he would stick his beak in there a little.
I think actually at times he would tell you that, you know, maybe he would have pulled back a little bit. He did a thing when I was 8-9 years old where me and my best friend were the two best players in the basketball league by a long shot. I was really good as a kid. He told the commissioner of the league that me and my friend needed to be on the same team in order for carpool reasons, which was a lie. It was a total lie. His name was Chris Westenizer, still friends with him till this day. He told him that we needed to, for carpool reasons, be on the same team. So they put us on the same team, and we won.
You guys never lose a game?
Never lost. It wasn't even close. And it's like we were eight. Like we were 8 or 9 years old.
I would love to hear his version of that.
Before the big three, there was the big two.
That's right. What was your buddy's name who was good?
Chris Westenheiser.
Oh, that was the other kid. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought that was the commissioner of the league. I thought that was my fault.
That's my fault.
Your dad was stacking the teams.
Cole, I would love to hear that.
A lot of times we say something, and then he calls me the next day. He's like, by the way, like I didn't get a chance to clarify, you know, on some things. Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you?
I'm in the car. I just picked up Chinese food.
Dad, it's 4:28 Eastern.
We'll probably eat at about 4:45.
Dad, what time did you call in the order?
I call in the order when they open up at 4 o'clock on their first phone call.
Dude.
All right.
What's so funny about that?
Nothing
at all.
We're
live on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Say hi to Joey D and Mikey.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing? How are you?
Hey, Mr.
B. It's nice to be able to hear you. Last time I tried to call in, we had all kinds of problems.
Dad. Yeah, I remember that.
That was unfortunate.
A lot of times I like will tell a story and then you want to come in and you want to clarify it. So I just want to make sure. I don't think you're going to fight me on this, but when we were like 8 or 9, didn't you tell Mr. Bierman, the commissioner of the league, that me and Chris Westenheiser needed to carpool and had to be on the same team and that it wasn't fair for anybody?
That's exactly what I told him.
You can confirm that that was a lie, right?
Oh, that's 100% the truth. Chris was a good ball player. Robbie was a good ball player. And as long as I was going to coach the team, I wanted them to be on the same team.
So for the record, though, there was no carpool issue.
Of course not.
Yeah, and then lastly, like we were talking about, like how I think parents, like growing up, like you know, they get too into it and they just don't let the kids play. Do you feel like you were pretty good about it?
I don't think I was very good about it. I think if I had to do it all over again, I probably would have kind of like eased off a little bit. I think I probably was a little too hard on you at times. Remember that time that I got very upset at you when you were playing third base because you didn't keep my charge the ball?
I didn't keep my glove down, so he comes out of the car. Get
the glove down. what you did to me after that.
He got banned. I banned him from the next game.
Oh, no.
And I ended up going like 7 innings strong without an earned run because he wasn't there. I actually was saying that you were pretty good. I said you were actually really good growing up, but I guess I take it back.
I'm actually glad that you said that. I think there were times that I was a little hard on you. So I would do it over again. I'd do it a little differently. But I'm glad you said that, though. So maybe I really wasn't that bad. But in my eyes, I could have been better.
Wow. All right. I actually feel like you're really good. I said there were sometimes where maybe you said you could pull back a little bit, but overall I thought you were really good. The carpool thing at the age of 9 was ridiculous.
I mean, looking back at it now, yes, I agree. It was ridiculous, but at the time, that's what I wanted.
Okay.
Hey, guess what?
You know what? Hey, you were winning games, Bob.
Nobody beat that team, did they, Mr. B?
Oh, we had a very good team, Robbie. Everybody was me. Isn't that sad?
Yeah. Dad, Joe's got a question.
Mike, I wanted to ask because we were talking about it earlier. Like, what is the vetting process for like the Jackals? Like, what does that look like? Have you had to turn away people who've wanted to be on the team because the talent level just isn't what it needs to be at? And like, how does that go about?
Well, I mean, I've had players come to me and say, you know, can you pick me on the Jackals this year? But it's a draft, so I'm basically picking the best available player when it's my
time. Wait. Mr. B, where does the draft take place?
It takes place in one of the board members' house.
Oh man! I would do anything. I would do anything to go to that draft. Anything. Bob, go please. We need something there.
Yeah, I gotta get it because Joe is saying that at the age of 40, he feels like he's ready to be a Jackal.
The problem is though, you got to be 55 or over.
Oh, so Joe, you got some time.
You got a couple years, Joe. Yeah.
I feel like I'm there already, Bob.
Joe, the problem is though, when you turn 55, I don't really think I'm. Who knows where I'm going to be?
I think he'll still be doing it, Mike.
Find an 80. He'll sneak his way into an 80 and over.
How do you distinguish who gets the first overall pick? Is it the worst team from the prior year gets the first pick, or how does that work?
No, you pick it out of a hat. So, I try to get either the third, fourth, or the fifth pick. I don't like picking first. I don't like picking second. So
really,
even if I get number one or number two out of
well, even if Tennessee Dave's on the board, you don't want him.
See, that's the thing. Tennessee Dave would probably make it to where I would pick like fourth or fifth.
Okay. Oh, so there's better guys than Tennessee Dave. I didn't know that, Bob.
Dad, we don't want that Chinese to get cold. It is 4:30, and it's not even like he's on the way to the store. He's on the way back.
Yeah. He's their first call. That was amazing.
All right, we'll let you go, Dad.
See you, Mike. Later, Mr. B.
Yo, that's crazy.
Dude, that was
to his
so good.
Credit, I will say it's probably fresh off the press.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The best Chinese of
that,
the
that wok that fucking rice is fucking immaculate, dude. That thing is fucking clean as a whistle, dog. That is the cleanest wok in the fucking peninsula.
Oh, it's so good, man.
Let's head on. We're gonna.
Yo, that was touching, man. That was touching, man. That was when he said, "I wish I had done things." Like that's such a father. Like that. That fucking hit, dude. That hit.
I knew there would be times where he would say that maybe put back, but honestly, I actually thought he was really, really good.
And
I
mean, you banned your father from a game. Why?
It pissed me off so bad, and then I was lights out that next game. Like, lights out. I was pitching so pissed off. Yeah, because I knew his friend would be giving him updates, so I wanted to just shove.
Yeah.
I remember that. We got two ad reads, and then we'll get into the Ask Bob. Petey, take it away.
It's mine, Bob.
It's mine.
Okay.
Yeah, so today's episode of the Brilliant Dumb Show is also brought to you by our friends at Quo. If your business communications are basically a burner phone and a prayer, missed calls, text nobody answers, you're missing opportunities one by one, customers following up for the third time, the fourth time, everything is a mess. We have something that could clean it up. At some point, you just hit the wall, and you're like, I'm done with it. Let's fucking Quo. That's why today's episode is brought to you by Quo. Spelled Q-U-O, the business communication system's built so you never miss a call. Quo is the number one rated business phone system on G2 with over 3,000 reviews. Built for how modern teams work, more than 90,000 businesses, from solo owner and operators to growing teams, rely on it to stay connected, professional, and consistently reachable. Quo works wherever you are, right from your phone or computer. Keep your existing number, add teammates in minutes, sync your CRM, and let the call routing handle itself as you scale to bigger and bigger things. So money is on the line. Always say hello with Quo. Try Quo for free, plus 20% off your first 6 months when you go to quo.com/dumb. That's quo.com/dumb.
Also, I'd like to let you know that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by Hims. Hims Weight Loss. You've got weight loss goals. Hitting them is another story. Isn't that the truth? My God, I feel like this is directed to me. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. Designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including, as Bob mentioned before, the Wegovy pill, and the Wegovy head.
The Wegovy, what?
Remember when Bob did it? Yeah. Remember Bob had sent us in the Wegovy? He was calling it Wegovy.
Yeah, no. How did you guys let – we didn't catch that till the fans caught it.
When did he call it Wegovy?
He called it Wegovy. It is Wegovy, but it's Wegovy, but
– it's Wegovy. It's not Wegovy. Is it Wegovy?
No, it's Wegovy. Wegovy.
Yeah, Wegovy, yeah.
But he called it Wegovy. So I was just joking about it. Anyways, back to the ad read. Ready to reach your goals, visit hims.com/dumb, D-U-M-B, to get a personalized, affordable – plan that gets you right. That's hims.com/dumb, hims.com/dumb, weight loss for you, for everyone, right here, right now.
Yeah, I can't believe the fans caught it. The fans, after they were making fun of me, and I can't believe you guys didn't jump on
I didn't that catch that. Just... When was that? When would
it was a while was ago. That?
No, Joe, I don't think it was too long ago.
You said Wegovy? I don't remember discussing
Wegovy, he said.
When were we – what were we discussing that was
you know, an ad read.
Oh.
Okay, let's get on into the Ask Bob, fellas. It is time to do the Ask Bob. Last week, 2 for 2.
Yes.
2 for 2.
Yes. Yeah.
Was last week the Elton John?
Yeah, Elton John.
And the disc jockey.
So you boys are going to be looking for a bounce back, I'm sure.
I think I have it. I could be wrong. I think this is going to get him. I think this is going to get him. You want me to go first, Joe?
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Yours sounds like a good one. So for today, in a second, we're going to have Bob step up. We're going to go back to a segment, Bobby Flags. We have a flag that I'm going to show Bob here in a second. So, Bob, if you could just step up for a second. Yeah. And
I'm not the greatest with flags. I hope I get it.
Mikey,
I'm not the greatest with flags.
I do think so. The flag that we're going to actually show him is this flag here, Bob.
That's the Union Jack flag. That's the Union Jack Great Britain.
United Kingdom.
Yep.
Great Britain. I would like to think he's going to get this.
I think he may say England, though. And are we going to accept England?
No.
Okay. Right. Not. That's what I was going to say.
Because United Kingdom entails more than.
I have a sneaking suspicion that's what he's going to say. So we'll see.
All right, Bob. Welcome back. So now we're going to do Bobby Flags. The flag I would like you to identify is this flag here, Bob. If you could tell me the name of this flag. Beautiful flag, by the way.
It is a nice flag.
It is blue, a nice white, flag.
Red. It's like colors American that we love. Yeah, yeah, colors we love.
I'm between two.
And by the way, when I did choose this, I'm not trying to get like the most obscure, like incredibly difficult. Like I'm trying to like
slightly tricky.
It's slightly tricky, but slightly. it's not like I'm giving Macedonia over
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
you know?
You're not showing them. Yeah, yeah. Kuala Lumpur's flag.
You know? Can I tell you the two things that I'm between without you guys saying anything?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yep.
I'm between the United Kingdom and Great Britain.
Okay.
And my final answer is United Kingdom.
Whoa! Bobby Boy is on a roll!
That's fucking huge, man.
By the way, that's not an easy one. That's not the easiest. We thought maybe you'd say England. We didn't know.
Yeah, that crossed my. Would Great Britain have been horrible?
No.
No, it would not have been horrible. But United Kingdom is the correct answer, Bob. That's really impressive.
Really, really nice. Okay.
That's a real big hit for Bobby Boy.
It is. That's three for my last three, and it feels good. It takes a breather off me.
Now, Bobby, and now to this point, if you don't get Mikey's, I feel like you're one for two. You can still breathe pretty good.
Yeah.
Depending on depending on how bad my answer is.
This could be interesting. Could be interesting. If you want to get a pen and paper, Bob, it might help you. I don't know if you have a pen and paper. You don't need one necessarily, but it might help because this is a spelling question. This is a spelling question for Bob. This is going to be tough for him.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It's one of those words that's like it's a tricky word, I feel like. Bob?
Yeah?
I'd like you to spell the word exercise.
This is so cruel, bro. I am glad I have the pen and paper.
Yeah, I figured you would be.
Bobby spells.
Right.
I think I have it.
Okay. Well, you look like you were pissed off there for a second.
Well, it's just so.
It's a tricky word.
Yeah. No, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think I have it.
Okay.
I think I know where I know.
This would be a big week for Bob, man.
Yeah. A lot of thinking going on there. It's one of those words I feel like you could misstep easily this week.
100%. I know where the misstep would be.
Okay. Everybody does. Okay.
All right, Bob.
So it's exercise. EXER.
Yes,
that is correct. That is correct. But I do love how he wrote the one with the C next to the F and then check marked his own work. Yo, that is something else. Dude.
Bobby,
that is right, Bob. That is right. Very good. Very good.
Every bit of me. Do you know a word where you can get me that I can never spell right? If you asked me to do it right now, I wouldn't.
Wednesday.
Get it right. I can't spell Wednesday.
Bob, you know what?
I think we've done Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah, but I feel like when I do that,
Wednesday.
Wednesday. But yeah, when I do that, it gives me the red. Maybe I spell things right and my phone freaks out and is like, hold on.
Wed, like to be wed to someone.
Yeah, no, I get that. Did you know from me spelling that, Mikey, or was that a dialogue?
I think we had done Wednesday before. I think we had done that. I'm almost positive I tried to have you spell Wednesday and you didn't do it. I'm almost positive. That's a tracker question.
Whenever you guys are ready to do that spelling bee.
Yeah, that would be
maybe
fun.
Maybe Prize Picks can put that. You can redeem yourself. That'd be a heavy favorite.
Oh, my God. The culture picks. How many words the D-man would spell?
I don't know. Do you have FP as the favorite or Joe?
For spelling?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a wealth of knowledge on multiple fronts, but I do feel like spelling, I might have the edge on him. But, like, overall, like, knowledge questions, I think FP.
What about U.S. history? You were FP.
Oh, FP. My God. FP in capitals, geography.
Yeah.
And like, dude, FP is a savant.
You ain't getting Davy the Rocket on
history. Oh, well, no. Good luck to that, man. Yeah. My dad's a walking book.
Joe's dad is an enigma, man.
My dad has a master's in history. Like yeah, my so dad. What does,
that's interesting. I'd love
he's
to
a
ask
history him. Major. He specialized on World War II. This guy could tell you how many casualties were in the freaking, you know, in certain battles. It's insane.
Is that so?
Oh my God. My dad is like, he'll watch, like, we watch Saving Private Ryan, and he'll be like, oh, that was when they were trying, like, he knows everything.
Yo, could you call him and rattle off a couple questions?
I would need to give him a heads up.
Okay. Like,
for first. All right, but yeah, enough. I'm sure he would be more than happy to do, you know.
But he works in science, doesn't he?
But you know, he works with disabled, well, not disabled, but kids who have, you know, special needs and like who have but challenges.
Doesn't
to learn.
He have some kind of scientific background of some sort?
Not science, but he could tell you science stuff. Like, he, like he's the smartest person I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, he really is. Brilliant. He's a brilliant guy. I could have sworn he went off about, he was talking about fucking molecular some shit.
At his wedding.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was like, this guy sounds like a nuclear physicist.
Yeah, during my wedding speech, he was talking about physics.
Yeah, yes. That's what I'm saying. That's why I thought he was a legitimate scientist.
Rather than him having his degree in history, when you have a master's in history, you just know more.
I think it's not like a bachelor's. It's like you have
to study a specific. He's got to know like a specific area of history.
He had to write a thesis.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, Joe. I would love to ask him some history questions and just hear it.
Like, what would you ask him, Bob?
Oh, I'd have to Google. I wouldn't be able to rattle off.
He would have got Genghis Khan, probably.
Oh my God! He would have told you the years that the Mongolian Empire lasted and the reign that it had. By the way, we were talking about Genghis Khan the other day. Do you realize that what did Mason say? One in every 20 people are a direct inheritance from Genghis
descendant.
Khan.
Yeah, descendants. Yeah. Crazy.
That's insane.
Crazy.
Fucking crazy, man. Bob, great job this week. Yeah, really, honestly, it wasn't like we gave you layups either. That's one of those more impressive ass Bob fucking, you know.
I like what I did with exercise because I saw where I was being baited. I saw where they wanted to
get I thought me. You might put the C
Who
after that? The X.
Me? I wanted
you two. Yeah, well, you two wanted me to put that C, and I wanted that C.
Yeah, 100%.
I get it. Yep. All right, we have a really interesting top five.
It's not easy, by the way.
No, it is definitely not, but the top fives have been rolling. People have been liking them. I think we've made – credit to us because I think we've made – the right adjustments in the sense of AdWise outside of the AdSense. AdWise, we do back to back. So beginning, end, back to back. Get them out of the way. Okay. Then with the top five where people had the issue was they just were lazy top fives. Hand up. Full hand up there. Like the Barstool top five, like the you know, the blunt rotation top fives, we gotta be better. And we have been. So I think we've made the adjustments there. This week's top five is going to be top five things that should be free, but aren't. Top five things that should be free, but aren't. I came in first last week. Whoa. I'm on a bit of a roll.
What?
I thought it's top five things that are free, but shouldn't be.
No, Petey.
That's probably why you had so much difficulty coming up with a list.
Joe.
Total opposite, dude. Total opposite.
Top five things that are free, but they should not
be. No, top five things that aren't free that should be free.
No, Joe, we were at the dinner table.
I said bread. Bread is free. It shouldn't be. You're like, oh, that's a good one.
No, it's a good one because people charge for bread.
Yeah, precisely.
Not Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I am fucked.
Mikey, you're right. That's why he had such a hard time with the list.
I was like, I don't think it's that
very
bad.
Very hard.
No, it would have been harder the other way, Joe. Yes,
that's the way he did it. That's the way he did it. So, yes.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know my list? But you
no, be- no, no. You're going to know. You're going to give up. No.
Yeah, I agree. You're going to give up.
Yeah, no good.
You got to scramble. Give up
what?
You're going to scramble. This is going to be fun now.
You're going to give up some things that you got to really grind here.
Yeah.
I think I
because by the way, Brett is a fantastic fucking answer. By the way,
arguably the number one.
But a lot of places, Brett is not free.
This feels like an Abbott and Costello episode. That's the point. That's why it's a great fucking answer.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So D man, you got to really, really
grow. I'm fucked.
Are you going one, Bob?
No. I'm going to go three. Okay. Mikey's get your pick next. D man's going to come up with some wild, wild plays here. Yeah. Are you, what's your play here, Mikey?
I'm going to take bread. I think bread is fucking bread should be free at a restaurant. It's absurd when they charge you for bread. It's ridiculous.
To the D-man.
Bread at restaurant. Very specifically, at a restaurant.
This should be good.
All right. I got one. Grocery bags.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Fuck. That's really good,
Pete. Very nice, Pete.
I hate when they charge me fucking 10 cents a bag. I'm paying a fortune at Whole Foods.
They got rid of the
just
plastic.
Give me the plastic. By the way, those cardboard bags that they give are bullshit.
By the way, those plastic ShopRite bags were like that was generational garbage bags for my grandparents for years.
100%.
That was their garbage bags. My grandfather, that was his garbage bag.
Yeah, I didn't even have that on. That's a good one.
Great one.
It's a really good one. Yeah. So I got condiments like ranch, you know, extra for the ranch,
extra sauces, sure.
Condiment sauces. Yeah.
That's ridiculous too. When they do that, it's fucking insane.
It's crazy. Now the restaurant, I'm sure, would have a decent argument for that, for their margins or something, whatever.
Fast food places. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Condiments.
Condiments/sauces. Same thing. And then two, golf tees. Golf tees are free at a lot of big time places. There's a lot of like recreational municipal courses where they still, they'll charge you for the tees. I think you're coming, you're paying your greens fees, you're paying all that. Give them some tees that goes with it. Give me golf tees at two. Back to the D-man.
How about drink refills? Like when they charge you for a refill on your drink.
That should be free, you think?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Why not?
All right.
Well, here's a question for you.
My question was, when is it not? Don't they all do drink refills?
No, not necessarily.
Soda? No, there's a ton of places that whack you again. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Bob. Now, if you're sitting in a restaurant.
But you got to be specific, though, like, because drink, you mean like coffee, soda.
Sodas would be the number one.
Soda refills. Yes.
Now, I would think like water and coffee is free no matter what, but soda refills, a lot of places will charge you a refill.
$4.
Yeah. Well, not four, but maybe a dollar refill or $1.50 refill.
Yeah,
that's bullshit. I mean, it's coming from the fucking tap.
I don't mind that, Pete.
All right. I got back to back. I'm going to take Wi-Fi on the airplane. Wi-Fi on the airplane should be free.
Yeah, that's
shout ridiculous. Out JetBlue. JetBlue. Now some of these places are starting to do it. JetBlue's the JetBlue. You watch two ads and you're good to go. And they've been doing it for a long time.
American Airlines now has got free Wi-Fi too.
Yeah. But JetBlue really started that. They're great with the snacks. You could get as many snacks. They're great with the Wi-Fi. Shout out JetBlue on that front. Not an ad, which it was.
And then I'm gonna take parking at hospitals. You have to pay for parking at the hospital.
That's absurd.
Which is wild. It's parking at a hospital should be free, man. Back to Joseph.
To the D-man.
Shit. Here's one. The air for your tires.
It's a great one.
Very good.
You're charging me for fucking air.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. What are we doing, man?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm hanging in here.
For sure. Water.
Wow, but I, yeah,
it's fair.
If you're buying a luxurious bottle of water, though,
I do like the finer waters.
Now, Bob, what's your thoughts on the aquaponic? Because that's my new up and comer.
I haven't been around a long time, Aquapana.
Yeah.
But you're seeing it a lot more now in the nice restaurants, and I think it's lead.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I haven't had too many run-ins with it. Like, I like it in the restaurant. I haven't had it for the bottles. You know my favorite water, Pete.
Your favorite water is the Poland Springs.
Well, yeah, yes, but that's
and then Essentia.
Okay, yeah, Essentia water.
Essentia is good water.
Oh man, I get it all the time. So yeah, give me water. Oh god, dude, this is hard. And then Air was a good one. I had Air on there. Okay. In-flight snacks or meals.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I really like that one. The fact that you have to pay an obscene amount for a flight and they can't throw you a bone anymore. You got to buy those stupid little fucking snack boxes.
Yeah,
fuck that shit, dude. Those things suck.
Yeah, no, I agree, dude. I fucking agree.
BS. I'll give you one. I got one here. ATM charges that you try in Vegas or some of these places, they charge you fucking $7, $8, $9 just to take out money. It's obscene, absolutely obscene.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I got a real problem with that, Michael.
Seems so. I wouldn't disagree with you. Some places surcharges are certainly like, out of control.
He tried to show us the video of Bucky's and it just kept coming scoring up.
All right. What are we doing here now? I just highlight when I have a parlay, I highlight the games that
clearly, but it's just so good though. It's so good.
We couldn't even watch a video without just getting the update.
It's not like I was pressing the buttons, Bob. There were scores that were happening.
Okay.
Next time, tell the pitcher to have their dad banned from the game. Maybe they'll throw more heat.
I don't get it.
Because you banned your father from the game.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to take ice should be free, bro, because ice is frozen fucking water. Like, it should just be free. Like, you should be able to go somewhere and get bags of ice for free, but you can't do that. So ice I'm going to take. And then last pick here. I don't want to do another plane one. I think I have one for planes, but I don't know. We've done so many fucking things on planes already. I'm going to take, I don't know if this impedes on Bob's. I don't think it does necessarily, but guacamole at a Mexican restaurant. I don't think that should
be. Avocados are expensive.
I don't know though. I feel like if you're going to a Mexican restaurant and you're sitting down and they bring you the chips, I think guac should come. I don't think it should be like an extra because people are that's an expectation. I feel like with the chips at a Mexican restaurant is guacamole.
If you are the owner of the restaurant, I think your margins would get crushed.
Is that right?
You'd get killed. So expensive. Yeah.
Doesn't mean I wouldn't want it for free, though.
Yeah.
Wish it was free.
You can always ask, you know. Back to the D.
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't really know. How about we say... I have one, I think. I have one that it should be included. The hotels, when you check in, they don't ever – like they used to be able to always give you free breakfast. Now they don't do that anymore. They charge you for the breakfast. Like if you're paying, especially for a decent spot, if you're paying for a nice hotel, you should be able to be entitled to like one free breakfast. Like I don't think like maybe there's stipulations on it or there's like, you know, you can't have like, you know, a stack of waffles sky high, but like a standard breakfast. Yes, Mikey.
I'd like to make a request to the committee. This is a rare request. I don't think I've ever made. I'd like to eliminate my last selection. I'd like to eliminate my last selection.
What was the last selection?
It was the guac at the restaurant, at the Mexican restaurant.
Can I just let you know the way the committee looks at this, or at least one member of the committee?
Yeah, go ahead.
Had Joe's item not already been in, think I would.
I didn't want to interrupt him when he started cooking. That's the reason I waited.
Just feel like because of. By the way, it's not even a bad. Like I thought it was actually a good play.
What if I let you finish? I so think then I couldn't take yours either. You know what I'm saying? I let you finish the board. Yeah, but
then where do we draw the line, Pete?
You know? This is a once. Like, I've never made this request
I
know, ever.
I want to grant it, but at the same time, the committee's got to be tough. Like, Joe already gave his. So a first member says no.
I'm feeling kind of nice today.
That's a bullshit.
Thank you, Joseph. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. It's never been requested, man.
The problem is it was such a bad pick that it's going to submarine his whole list.
I was gonna retract it, but Joe started cooking, and I didn't want to interrupt. I'm going to let Bob go. I will not go before Bob goes.
I think you're making a huge mistake.
I think.
How about this? We get one a year. We get one take-back a year.
Here's my.
So we don't set a bad precedent, Bob.
Here's my reasoning. It's the last round. If it was mid, like if there was a lot of picks left, because there's only two picks left, I think as long as he's not able to give his pick before you, Bob, and then we finish, I'm willing this one time to overlook it.
I think we get one per calendar year. But you got
to get out of jail and realize that in the future,
there needs to be. I'm going to keep track. You get one per calendar year.
Let this be a learning lesson.
All right.
Don't let it happen again.
I won't.
I feel like the committee's being very kind.
Yeah. They are.
I think the committee softened up.
We're gonna get. I'm gonna get killed by the commenters about the committee softness. Oh, they're gonna go after the committee. They will. They always do.
Committee, not you.
Well, because of me. I will say something about this is that you can never fucking win as a committee when you're hard on someone.
That's true.
They're like, oh, this guy's such a ball breaker, and then when this time when I'm like, oh, you know what? We're gonna give him the pass. And people are like, you got to stand firm on. There's just no winning as a committee. You're always gonna get fucking killed. But the committee this time will grant you and pardon your pick. That being said, my pick was, what was my pick on
your pick breakfast? Was hotel breakfast.
Bob, you're next.
Maybe Bob takes what I was going to do, and it's a moot point.
Let me tell you, he ain't taking guacamole. I can tell you that much.
No, well, I'm changing that pick. That was a bad pick.
Well, I'm changing that pick. You're telling me.
I am taking credit card transaction fees. You have to pay extra for a credit card.
Oh, yeah, when they do a markup. Yeah, sure.
Like, if you pay with credit card, you're charged extra. Like, that is a form of payment.
I like that.
Yeah. That's all I got. After that, I have nothing.
Go ahead.
I'm not doing. Okay, go ahead. No, because I don't want to take yours. Mine's done. Mine's in. I'm saying.
I am going to take tolls. Tolls, like at the tolls, yeah, like you pay the toll with the car. I think that with the amount of taxes that we pay in this country
now,
it is ludicrous to pay tolls. It's ludicrous.
It's a great pick. It was a bad play by the committee.
What goes around comes around, Bob.
That's right.
You would think.
You get one.
Well, no, he has to, Bob.
Get a mulligan for the year. One calendar year. One per calendar year. One. That's mine. It's gone. Now it's gone.
Okay, let's hear what we got.
All right. I had to go first because Bob won last week but picked to go third. First, I had bread at a restaurant, Wi-Fi on the plane, parking at a hospital, ice and tolls. Joe has grocery bags, which I love that. Soda refills, air for tires, ATM surcharges, and hotel breakfast. Bob had extra sauces, which is fucking ludicrous.
/condiments.
Golf tees, water in general, water should be free, in-flight snacks and meals, and credit card transaction fees. I think all the lists are very good.
Yeah.
I think all the lists are very good.
The only honorable I mentioned have maybe condoms.
Free condoms, you said?
Well, yeah, like some places give condoms for free.
Colleges give them out for free. They give them out in the dorms. They just hand them out. Safe
sex for all.
Any
other honorable mention? I had nothing Petey? After that.
I mean, I barely scrapped together fucking five because I had the wrong list.
I just don't. But Joe, like that, we were at dinner.
Do you want to hear my list for the other side?
Yeah, now I do.
So the other side.
Now these are things that aren't free. These are things that are free that we should be charged for.
Mike, that was funny. You had a good line of no wonder you couldn't think of anything. No wonder you couldn't.
That's tough. It's tough. Yeah. So this is a list of things that are free that Joe thinks shouldn't be free.
There's not many. There's like a few.
Go ahead. I want to hear.
Sporting events when they give like the towels or the shirts.
on like on the chairs for like the games.
You think people should have to pay for that?
This is gonna be really.
I mean, yeah.
Yo, you are. You are, yeah. This is gonna be good. Go ahead. So the fucking terrible towels that they give out at the Steeler game. They
well, no. Sometimes they give out the T-shirts. Those should be charged.
If you were there, Ebenezer Scrooge, if you were running the team, you'd be charging for fucking everything.
I'm saying, well, don't give them out at all. Those are valuable shirts. It cost them probably a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. Keep going. This is good.
I had public parking in parks.
So people, they want to go to the park?
If you're going to the park and you're using the park and they have to maintain the park... Well, they should charge for that.
Watch, you said at hospitals.
Yeah. Those fucking freeloaders fucking visiting their fucking sick relatives. Fuck them.
Oh.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Here's one. The headphones in airplanes.
Then dude, those are the shittiest headphones ever, bro. What are you going to charge for those? Yo, we should save this because this is fucking
hysterical. Okay, save it. I'm done because we could use this.
This would have been a good top five, though, because it's funny.
Give me one more.
I had water on there because water's free.
So water shouldn't be free, according to you.
He's got the smart water.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, paid for it.
Yeah. a diabolical motherfucker, man. He really is. He's a diabolical man, dude.
It was hard to get that list, by the way. That's not easy.
No shit.
Mikey, we sat
not in a lot restaurant in life that's free.
That's what Bone said.
Conversation.
That's what Bone said.
He was there.
Yeah.
20 minutes of the.
I said, bread. You said it's a great one, Bob.
It is a great one because restaurants charge for bread. So bread works on both sides, I guess, technically, because if you're the restaurant owner, yeah, you want to charge people for everything. If you're the restaurant goer, bread's been free since time immemorial, and now they're charging.
And the lady was asking us for more. You know what's funny is I was talking about the list, and I was like, oh, yeah, bread. As the server was there, she was like, oh, I'll bring some more right over. And it was not, I was just giving my remember
I
that
tell you what, a restaurant could really set the tone when they bring out a nice bread to start.
Yeah.
Like you could really, that's an opportunity for the restaurant to really set the tone. It really
some
is.
Some restaurants will bring out like a little, like almost like a little focaccia.
A little tapenade, a little eggplant tapenade I've seen.
Some places bring little bruschetta.
Love that. They bring one per person usually. If it's a four top, they'll bring four bruschettas.
Or they'll do like a little hummus with the bread dip or like the crackers, the tapenade
the tapenade
is very nice.
Yes. the crudité.
Mikey's got a deep vocabulary.
Mikey knows food though.
Yeah, but
we all
general,
do, Joseph. We
deep,
all do.
Yeah, I got news for you. I don't think I'm going to go to the cradle, Joe. I think I'm going to go work out again. I feel so big.
But if you walk down the cradle, it'll be good.
Yeah, maybe so. That's actually not the worst thing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it. Another edition there of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We love you. We appreciate it. As always, we'll see you next time.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.